Big Arizona, good morning. This is your weekend wake-up call from Rosie on the house. We are fully staffed, and I'm going to go through all the people we've got this morning, but I want to tell you we're broadcasting live in an absolutely beautiful setting in the courtyard of the Hacienda Inn in downtown Prescott. We're here for the FIPN Art, Western Art Show and Sale. I've never been so anxious for the show to end, our radio broadcast to end. And I've got a particular artist that I located here 2 years ago. I hope he's back, and I've got this one particular piece I've been saving up for. I will consider it a huge victory if I can go home with that piece this particular weekend. It's In the Garden with Rosie on the house. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And before I get into turning it over to Romy and letting him introduce all his special gardening expert guests, you know, Romy, most people that listen to the show know I've got two tools in my garden shed. Chainsaw and my propane weed burner, my flamethrower. And we've been getting a lot of blowback on my weed control management system.
I do remember a lot of hula hose growing up. Weeding hose. You have got more than that. I remember using rakes and shovels around the yard.
Well, when you were living at home, I wasn't particularly interested in finding the easiest way to handle the weeds. I was looking at the most time-consuming way.
So that tool's now been replaced instead of a...
Hula hose retired.
The hula hose retired.
Yeah, and I've got this flame-throwing, I think it's called Weed Dragon or something like that I bought... And we found the Dragonator farmer in Maricopa County. It's Farmer Bob at Grandma's Farm, located at 8888 South 19th Avenue. And he went to the place that builds these in the Midwest, I think he said Kansas, and he actually built one to mount on the back of his tractor. And he goes through his farm, like, burning everything in sight. And so I said, well, is it legal? He said, yes, it's absolutely legal. He said, we used to do it all the time before the chemical herbicides came in that actually ended up being a little less expensive. But they're trying to do things down at Grandma's Farm completely organic, chemical-free, and there's nothing more chemical-free than just torching it.
Then a fire.
And people think that you've got to get the flamethrower and burn the plant, and you don't. I mean, you're wasting too much propane that way. You just light the thing, and you just walk around, and all you have to do is hit it with a flame until it just starts curling up. It's going to die at that point. And I've even gotten so good at it that I can edge my lawn with it as it comes up to my Belgard paver border.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to get some YouTube video of this. So it's legal.
So here's hats off to Farmer Bob at Grandma's Farm. We're going to actually call him now the Maricopa County Dragonator Farmer.
All right. Well earned, it sounds like.
If you want to join the conversation, the number's 1-888-767-4348. And I'm talking about we're in the garden statewide today.
We are. And at our flagship station, KTR, John J. Harper. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Very good. What for desert dwellers, what are we focused on today?
Well, we put our jackets back on last night again. So I think it's March again. But really, when we get into, you know, this weekend, we think about making sure the sprinkler system is working properly. Memorial Day signals that one of those three times a year for fertilizing citrus, Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. So feeding citrus trees, and when we feed citrus, we really mean to feed the rest of your landscape trees and shrubs and vines as well. So before the heat of summer comes, you want to make sure that they get well fertilized, dethatching lawns, trying to help them make that transition. Anybody that's been trying to transition their winter lawn to summer is probably failing miserably. I know I am. It rained and turned cool again, and the ryegrass just flourished. So dethatching, aerating lawns, of course, fertilizing, as we mentioned. And we're still planting, you know, lots of summer vegetable-type plants. So the Malabar spinaches and the cucumbers and the melons and eggplant and okra. So there really isn't a month of the year that goes by that you can't be planting something in the vegetable garden here as well. And obviously make sure that those established gardens, you should be probably harvesting some tomatoes now, are getting well fertilized, feeding them regularly, keeping them growing rapidly and setting fruit. You do not want them to harden off or stop growing or stand still. You want to make sure you're pushing them hard. And a lot of people are switching now from their winter flowers, geraniums, petunias, pansies, snapdragons. They're starting to, even if the weather is cool, they're starting to tire. Remember, they're annuals. They're not really meant to bloom for a whole year and thrive. So they're starting to kind of tire and go to seed and get a little too big or leggy or overgrow their space. So we're switching to those summer heat-tolerant annuals like vinca and moss rose and ornamental sweet potato and a lot of those great things.
That's for desert dwellers. Last week we actually interviewed Jim Cross in the 7 o'clock hour. He was talking about, what was it, this is like only 8 time in 100 years it's rained in May.
That's right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And what that does for the fire season.
Jim Cross, the official wildfire reporter for KTAR, says that we have a chance of having one of the lightest, lowest danger threshold wildfire seasons in recent history. If we just can get some, if this rain didn't push the monsoon back, which some old timers say happens, the moisture drains out of the atmosphere in May, and it pushes monsoon back. But if we can get a regular monsoon kicked in here, we really only have 4 to 6 weeks between now and then when it's going to start. And that's not to say Yavapai County doesn't have some danger. Driving in through Mayer and Dewey and stuff, I mean, you've got grass that certainly looks tinder worthy.
Absolutely. With all those rains, the grasses are growing.
Well, and then the other thing we've got to fight is, you know, driving home from Flagstaff last week, just right there at Snively Hill Road, I wanted to cry at all the dead pine trees. I guess that's all bark beetle, right?
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that today with the bark and the scale problems that we're having this year.
Introduce this strange voice we've got on air.
This is Chris Wellborn of Vicente Landscaping. That's where I was transitioning into, was even though it's a light fire season, as Rosie was mentioning, it may not be drought that's killing the trees. Bark beetles and anything dead burns. Very good.
Absolutely. And we are still in danger. You know, month of June, we're going to get heat. It's going to get warm. It's going to dry out. In June, it will be a dangerous month for us. With the winds we have up here and the dryness that we'll see in the dead wood that we've accumulated in our forests over the last few years. So we do have to be aware of it. And it will happen.
And talk about just having your landscape prepared for that fire break. Do you cut every tree down in a 10-mile radius?
Create a moonscape around your property? No. And that's a misnomer. I talk to people about creating defensible space around their properties, and there are many people that are afraid that's what they have to do to make their house safe. There is no way in where we live in northern Arizona, in the wildland-urban interface, where we can create a fireproof house or a fireproof area, but we can create something that will be safer in the case of the fire and allow firefighters to help defend your house. And that's just being smart about it. It's removing dead wood. It's removing fuels and debris on the ground. On new houses, it's being smart and putting together a vegetation management plan, creating the right types of plants, creating the right spacing between plants, and thinking about the maintenance of those plants as they grow and mature. So,
and as we get so now we're moving up close to the house, and we've got Ken Lane of Waters Garden Centers here, who has brought a host of color with him.
Well, so it's a pleasure to be on the show. So I brought a few plants because I want to Instagram and get photos with these famous voices, so and share it with my folks. But I brought a little bit of color, and these things are firewise, and they are perennial. They come back every year, and animals don't eat them. So that was kind of the theme that I pulled yesterday when I was coming getting ready for the show. So you've got salvia right there, which is a hummingbird paradise. If you want hummingbirds, put that plant. It looks like little fairies. That's a called lipstick or hot lips salvia. It's a white flower and with red looks like fairies have taken lipstick and painted each of the lips of the flowers. That's not going to burn, and it doesn't get that big. It's easy to maintain, and I think Chris was right. If you get firefighters, you need to keep that fire on the ground where the firefighters can fight it. As soon as it jumps up into the pine tops, it's just run. You got to keep it on the ground where they can
fight.
So
Rosie's weed dragon wouldn't hurt that?
Well, I don't think it would. I think it would come back with from the roots, basically. Yeah, yeah.
It's pinpoint accuracy. I'm not talking about like this, you know, army flame throwing machine. It's pinpoint. You just You hit it. How about some of all this other color you got going on over
here?
Oh,
I got a lot of stuff. This is a new sage that is super drought hardy. So it's a native. You plant this once, and it'll reseed throughout the yard. And so if you plant at the top of a drive where you've had that landscape cut and you want some plants to kind of take over for erosion control, this is called Blue Marvel. Now, we sell a lot of sages up here. If it says salvia or sage, you know it's good for up here. So deer and javelina don't eat sage. But isn't that pretty, that new, just a bright blue kind of flower, which is very unusual. The other one was just solid purple. This has got a blue hue to it.
That's a good-looking plant. I like that.
Great-looking plant. And perennial. You plant it once, it comes back year after
now,
year
at,
after year.
At maturity, what is this height?
This is mature.
Okay.
So what is that? Just below knee-high, yeah. Kind of above ankle-high, maybe a foot tall. And then you plant it once. And I've got several of these coming up throughout the yard. Does great up here. And it's fireflies. Easy to maintain. Mm-hmm. So it's a great little plant for here.
And you had mentioned, Chris, when we were talking yesterday, there's some – you were saying it's native. So to me, that means it's – probably pretty low
water use.
And there are some incentives that the city of Prescott's.
Absolutely. The city has a water conservation incentive credit program, and they've had it for a while. There's some years where it's not as funded. They don't have all the money to fund it, but they're going to give you credit to convert your yard to a automatic drip irrigation system. You can get a credit for that. You can get credits for fixing leaks. Leak repair, if you install rotator spray heads, you can get credits for those as well. They're trying to promote things both inside and outside the house to help conserve water.
Very good. And what a website for that?
It's the city website. And go into the water conservation tab, the Water Smart tab, and they will give you all kinds of information on how to apply and the application form itself.
Very good.
With the city of Prescott.
City.gov. Or is it a gov or an org?
It is Prescott/AZ.gov.
There you go. Very good. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U, no matter where in the great state you are listening. That is your universal toll-free number that you can call and get in. We've got experts covering the entire state.